This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then the dua that is supposed to be made during these last 10 nights, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said to him, Ya Rasulullah, if I feel that it is Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? He said to her, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are the one who pardons. You are the one who forgives. Tuhibbul afu. You love to forgive. Allahu Akbar. Now my brothers and sisters in Islam, when you recite this dua, stop at the word tuhibbul afu. And ponder over this word. Tuhibbul afu. You love to forgive. You love to pardon. What does this mean? Who in this world do you know that has this attribute? Who on earth do you know that loves to forgive? Who? Yani, this is exclusive only to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an attribute only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Afu, He loves to forgive. Yes, people forgive. People love to forgive. But there's a limit to everyone. There's a limit on how much He can forgive you. If I wronged you once, you might forgive me. I wrong you 2 times, you might forgive me. But if I wrong you 10 times, are you going to forgive? If I wronged you 50 times, are you still going to forgive me? Impossible. You won't find a human being like this. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves to forgive. And His love to forgive is unlimited. No matter how many times you fell, Allah Azza wa Jal loves to forgive you. Just run to His door and ask for forgiveness. And so make this dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha. Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afu. Fa'afu anni. Forgive my sin. Forgive. You know, there are narrations that mention Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. But in the actual narration, the word kareem is an addition. So the correct hadith and the correct dua is Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni without kareem. Kareem was written by a nussakh, they call him Ziyadatul Nussakh. Yani the people that collected the hadith and they wrote it with their pens in the book, they added this word Kareem. So it's not part of the original narration. And also this narration, it has been discussed among the ulama. Some say it's da'if, some say it's sahih, but doesn't matter because this is a dua. And dua is legislated in Islam. And dua for Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness is from one of the most important du'a in our life. And it was the most recorded du'a on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would say, Astaghfirullah, 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 more than 100 times a day, more than 70 times a day, right? So, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, even though some ulama say it's da'if, right? Some say it's sahih, there is no doubt that it is permissible to make this du'a and to seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness during this night. So don't get caught up in this argument, because I know what happens to people on WhatsApp or social media is that all it takes is one person to put out the word, this hadith is da'if. And there we go. We have an entire chaos in the ummah and everyone now is doubting his deen. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So avoid all this and everything is easy. If a hadith is da'if, doesn't necessarily mean that it's thrown out and we don't do by it. There are certain ahadith that are da'if, that are classified weak, that we're allowed to do by them in Islam. There are conditions. So long as the hadith is not extremely weak, and so long as it does not contradict another hadith that is sahih or an ayah in the Quran, and so long as this hadith is speaking about something that has origins and foundations in the deen. So if we look at this hadith, right, of Aisha radiallahu anha to say, Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, it's not extremely weak, according to those who say it's weak. Rather, it is authentic to a number of ulama. It doesn't oppose any hadith in the sunnah. And it doesn't go against any ayah in the Quran. And it has a foundation in the deen. And that is seeking Allah's forgiveness. This is legislated for every moment in your life, whether it's in the day or in the night. Falhamdulillah. But you know what's interesting in this dua of or hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha? Why did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam direct her to ask Allah for forgiveness? As opposed to many other things He could have told her to do. Yani he could have said to her, ask Allah for al-Jannah, ask Allah the paradise, ask Allah Jannatul Firdaus. There are many things that he could have told her to say. But he said to her, ask Allah for his forgiveness. Why? Why? Because forgiveness is the door to Allah's pleasure. And it is the door to the paradise. And only slaves of Allah that know the meaning of worship and know who Allah is, only the slaves that know Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the people that increase in their forgiveness. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of forgiveness in his life, because he was the most who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the one who knew most about Allah. The more istighfar in your life, the more seeking forgiveness in your life, that is a sign that you know Allah Azza wa Jal. And that you know your worship is full of shortcomings that need to be patched up and repaired. And so astaghfirullah would patch them and repair them for you. Al-istighfar will correct your worship, you know. Yani, Laylatul Qadr, we don't know. Did we spend it in the way Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us? Was Allah pleased with our worship or not? We don't know. So at the end of that night, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, which is the time of sahar before fajr. And when you say astaghfirullah, and especially this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, fa'fu anni, fa'fu anni, forgive me, pardon me. When you make that dua, if Allah accepts one of them, it'll fix up all the shortcomings and the errors that took place during that night of worship. And so you're motivated to worship Allah once again the next night, right? So only those who know Allah truly increase in their istighfar. And as I said, this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's istighfar was a lot, because he knew who Allah Azza wa Jal was. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rush and run to a forgiveness of your Lord and a paradise. He mentioned forgiveness first, then the paradise. Why? Because if you earn Allah's forgiveness, the paradise is guaranteed for you. You don't have to worry about the paradise anymore. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what cripples us, what disables us from the worship and from the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is our sins. And the only solution to that is Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. And the only way we're going to earn Allah's forgiveness is by asking Allah to forgive us sincerely and honestly with a present heart and selecting the times of the day and the night in where dua is accepted. Like Laylatul Qadr, especially the end of the night just before Adhanul Fajr.